you, this little golf, you get to play, if you pay a dollar a year insurance, I'm gonna pay plenty away.
Right, and we're probably gonna be getting a hole in one, two, three, five.
I don't have a client, because of the person, I felt like I could get out of that town. Had a hole in one, they had a reporter there that took a picture of it. My picture was a picture.
You got to. Well, getting on to the, let's get on to the, that's beyond that. What's the situation in regard to, is he still in connection with her?
No, well, I spent an hour with him last Tuesday in my office, the doctor suggested he go down to Florida. That's what seemed to be last week. He really wants to go back to work himself, but I think they are urging him to take it easy.
I agree with the dead monkey, it's been 2 weeks, my president. That's what we're talking about.
Caution, I seem great, but I really thought, of course, he had a completely uneventful recovery, you know, had a regular smoke.
I know.
He had no bad habits, so,
No bad habits, not everyone.
That's why I told him, I said, you what you get for doing, I said, good, big man.
That's what, Paul Getty, I told you, soccer bet, 8 years of age. He's got $3 billion, which is,
That's great, that $3 billion, the 80 and that.
Be able to the other things.
About the 85 year, when the doctor, they said, we gotta cut your drinking, your smoking, your crowd, and now he's a doctor, I don't have to live as long, I take a better care of myself.
Well, Mr. President, what do you feel about it?
Well, I've just racked my mind, John and I talked about it several times.
You know, John mentioned you, of course.
Well.
John, at least, what he expressed to the president, I have there always things in mind.
Well, my version of John mentioned to you is that there are some, reasons to not reappoint Pat, but who have you got better? And when I talked to John about some of the negative aspects of Pat, I said to him, I'd like to say to you, that if I may, that some of those negatives really get fuzzy. Because one concern you might have would be what happens to him on a Senate investigation of their, or Senate hearing. Let's say the Watergate situation. He has a story to tell.
A story to tell.
About Watergate thing, which really not only would affect his confirmation, which he does, but it could also, once and for all, put forward a very good foot from the standpoint of the administration. That is one of the most unusual, bizarre situations we've ever had politically. What was done and how it was done, was a remarkable situation. You can't say it, I can't, but it has had a confirmation, and if they get into it, it'll get a lot of attention, and it might conceivably put that little crappy thing.
Of course, they'll get out, they can hear it either way, I suppose. I mean, they call it.
But they can do that, you know, if you send somebody else, then they can call them back.
And they can buy that. But no, it's a little, it comes with cool and energy.
And I think I, if you're gonna have a Watergate hearing, let me know to have it for this confirmation. If not, that much. The other point, negatively, I understand, and I appreciate this, could be a pledge to say that, so it's what it's supposed to do, but therefore, corrupt the affair of deputies, FBI director. Seems to me that what he did in the Watergate case negates that. And that reduces that down to something first amendment. Secondly, I think you ought to have somebody in the FBI who's politically mostly much true. You don't want some great man over there who doesn't give a shit about you or anybody else. If there is a hope that he would be continued on after the next 4 years, I think that would be realistic if we get elected Republican. If Teddy Kennedy is the next president of the United States, he'd get government, he'd get the government. And there isn't anybody that seems to me that you can send over there, that any Democrat, any liberal Democrat, would be able to get the FBI. And then on the positive side of it, there were undoubtedly, you know, 100 great men in this country, or greater, better, bigger than Pat Gray, but both of which referred to the last election, after they said the confirmation. So after an awful lot of thought, Mr. President, I believe, at least with the names that we bandy about, I just really have to come to the table and be able to say that I get along fine with you. Take that as a sign that even when I'm not in government, I know that I'll always be a neighbor to go to Pat Gray, go to his office, say, look, but he is a fellow who's been talking. Just segregate himself in the whole responsibility of government. He's vicious, so he's a very close husband. I thought that it's funny that he wants to grab very badly. He's a very, very close person. He has a lot of qualities that he's recommended. He has more negative aspects to it. He's a little bit passionate. Today he's about, what is it? 60. He's 60. Not a leader. A good politician.
I suppose putting somebody in 60% of the country.
You're going to say, you're quite right. Well, I think we'll elect a Republican in 76 and we'll be up in the race, but that person who has a job is doing a good job, and if a Republican president would be expected to be arrogant, he would take it out in a minute. And I'm not saying anything, I wouldn't want to hurt. I reckon the FBI would do.
Never.
You would love Eddie.
Never. Do you have any other names?
If Dick Ogilvy, in my opinion, would be somebody to consider.
Turn this down for everything I'm saying.
We get out of the FBI.
Send you out to the Attorney General for everything else.
Everybody wants to be the Attorney General.
Yeah, well, you can't. I'm not going to take the
fine. What I'm after is for some
reason.
They got a line 20 feet long for that. But Ogilvy is, he has a political background, and I think
he's... I think that's what... This way, I don't want to have centers. You run the government a lot there.
But if you think, I would get some sense that the district would, you know, do with the fourth test. I believe I have not talked to the senator, I mean, but you take that committee, the big majority of what you got behind you all the way up. You know, it's not about you, two or three jerks there, but the people would do anything. Now, if you showed up to somebody that the committee was divided on, or might tilt the other way, sympathetic, then you really have a problem. If you're talking about 9, 10, 12 versus 3, and compared to many of that age situation, it would be a problem. Well, if you think you have a problem with the fourth center district, that's the issue committee overrun, and they're going to be like that. Yeah, if they get some floor,
isn't the likelihood that the government can be denied, we're trying to start from the nominee. Guarantees as to how the bureau is going to show you.
They might, Pat, would, I think, bend that off in such generalities that there wouldn't be any commitments. And they never did do the cat up against the wall and put the shoe and back off of this fundamental conviction for commitments. And he did that with the ship.
Let me say, I'll talk to Pat again, probably.
Well, I feel very good.
I might even see him. See him on the floor. See him part of the floor.
He was down there last week. I don't know whether he's come back or not. Yeah. He can come back down. That might be a nice thing to do.
But
I just don't have any other viable suggestions.
No, I would try to shoot a hundred.
Democrat, Matt Byrne, from the Los Angeles University. The United States Attorney out there, that he came in and spent most of the year and a half. He is a very fine, able ambassador to the strength of objective health. And I don't know whether you want objectivity at all times. If you pick a judge, what should he do as a lawyer?
The Bureau, of course, is a top command. We have trouble with it. And you can't claim one without claiming all. Number one, with the major culprit, you have to enter one of them.
Excellent process of doing that, Ted, other places. So, knocking out the field office, bringing field office guys, he, however, does not believe that Mark Felton is not in the defense. Nobody has got it. Well, nobody's given him the
evidence. I don't have anything in my program. I mean, I have nothing in mind except for the court. So
they're not saying this to me. They're saying this to me. He knows that it was Mark Felton, but nobody's given that evidence or information in that direction. So he didn't. And everybody agrees that you shouldn't make a good amount of people in your election.
Oh!
And then Pat was sick.
And he didn't do what Pat wanted.
But he was done.
We know that from the Bureau.
It was done.
He was trying to leave.
He was
leaving. The question is, so is our... Mitchell said,
sure.
Seriously, so it's inside Time Magazine.
Fine, no. But Pat Gray does not know that. I've told Pat that I believe it's Mark Felton.
Have you?
Yes.
I've never talked to him. I've kept miles away from the liberty, except state right, we can utilize all of his money police that have monitored, probably John, very kind of, and what he, I mean, he would bring on a show, but I think we don't, you know, we have time to do it.
Well, he is also delayed, he'll be just sitting over there, you know, well, there are all kinds of reasons.
Well, you know, he wasn't very briefly, he was sort of charged, you know, but I, the John didn't. It must have been pretty wearing on the part of it, I didn't know if she was that sick. On our credit, something to that, you feel that we are, I agree.
There has to be a substantial reorganization of whole federal government, or allocation of resources, on this vital area. You go to France where I was, they have 4,000 medics, 50 million people, we have 500,000. We have nearly an epidemic in this country.
We're worse than the French. Worse than Japanese.
The Japanese, the English, the Spanish, and the other countries. We've done a pretty good job of it in 4 years, but we can do better at it. It seems to me that several people ought to get together on a very intensive basis to have familiarity with different aspects of the problem, sit down, and just see what can be done.
Or campus riots. much as we respected the public. The last 10 years, it,
you want to stay away from controversy.
Wasn't the man for it, you know, about it for the last 10 years.
From the great papers, he just got too old that he was worried about his image and his
playwright. That's right, and always worried about his, how he was going to look, and so forth and so on. And so you know,
his death was one of the great passions of this country, and I love you. A great way for him to leave the FBI.
Thank God that he did. Thank God he did. Otherwise, they would turn him out. You know, they damn near did. Remember that Christmas the year before? There was a lot of problems whether I should ask him to come in. And I had breakfast with him. Well, I had breakfast with him.
He had no
good intention of leaving. He said, whenever you think I'm a liability, you let me know.
Right. Of course, didn't tell him that.
What I was, what I was trying to lead him into saying, of course, was to. And I hear all this stuff, and he said, we determine whether or not we don't want you to become an issue or this
and that. Your intuition was great. If that old man had been forced out,
talking
to the ad and went around the country giving speeches,
as it turned out, I mean, I never had a sense of it. He looked like a person. Or did Mitchell? Did Mitchell look now? Well, it was a total strikeout. Mitchell was surprised. He said, he did, he said, what did he say? And of course, the moment he said that, I said, well, of course. So he went on his merry way. I must say, though, he did handle his PR a little better toward the end. He began to get off of the quarter. They are, but I see where if you didn't have a problem here, where somebody would give to sell them good communications to the Washington Post and to a playoff game, refer to the Negroes, excuse me. Well, I don't know, maybe he's a Negro, but that's what it's called. The Washington Post writer said that they might be referring to the, you know, the fact that.
I haven't had a chance to see a game all year.
No, I
see sense of
he met with the president. And that's how I feel this way about it anyway. I think it's a poor, it's bad policy. And I've asked you to investigate this matter. Don't you do it?
Well, I screwed it out. If I should have first, I'll call him and tell him I did.
Listen. Get the whole bunch, get the whole country riled up. That's my point. Why didn't they go to Washington?
Playoffs. They're limited to the playoffs.
You should say this, that the president said this, that he's asked off to the president. You should call Keith Roosevelt and say that if you're going to make this statement, if you're going to approve the president, that I believe that the National Football League should announce to the TV that all playoffs should be carried on television. Period. All the players are here. And then you call this local son of a bitch and say that you are going to say, look, Bennett, they're just we've done this with Rodell, and here's have a case. You're going to bring, can you bring me these?
Oh, yeah, I can go to court. I might not win it.
Where folks you bring it? I don't care about winning it. What is it? Where do you bring the case?
Well, you take it in the federal district court here.
All right, take it to the district court. Ask for an injunction or something.
All right, get busy with your lawyers and help me get what we talked about.
But you can also talk about narcotics.
Okay.
Routine.
No, seriously though, I feel this way.
I didn't know anything to be done. But why not? I raised all of the networks on the rerun problem. You know, standing up for the Hollywood people. Now let's speak up for the folks. The folks should be able to see the goddamn games on the Hollywood. The playoff game.
Don't you agree, Senator?
Playoffs. All playoff games should be available to the nation. Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Now, and you might say this, you might also point out, and I'll say, listen, just so you understand, too, Bennett, he says the president is not speaking for himself in this instance because he's going to be in Florida. He's going to be watching the game in Florida. He's going to be carried there. But he's speaking for all the people in Washington that didn't vote for him. Put it right that way.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. I'll talk with my old friend, Ed Gray. You know what I mean? I love him.
I don't want a guy to get crucified.
Let me tell you this.
I'm not here. Let me say a word, Ben Gray.
Say a word on that. Jake Planning. Planning is very much wanting to be the Deputy Secretary of Treasury.
Second, you're going to call that, or even Mr. President, you're indicating what legal action can be done on behalf of Washington.